Hi, sweetie. Are you getting ready to go? Oh, you're not feeling well? I was really hoping you'd be able to come out with us tonight. Tori and Kristen haven't seen you in so long. When was the last time we all hung out? Has it really been since college? It's okay, though. I want you to feel better. Maybe if you lay down for a while, you'll be able to make it. I'm going to get dressed. You just lie there and relax. I'll be in the next room. That's right. Lie down. Close your eyes. You relax while I get undressed. I know how you love to picture me, slowly unzipping my jeans, watching them make their slow progress down my legs. Just relax. No need to hesitate. Indulge yourself. Detach your thoughts and accept this experience. You want this, and I am going to make it happen. You desire this, and I am here to focus your thoughts. You need this, and I will pull it out of you. But for now, you can just focus on breathing. Take a slow breath in, hold it, and slowly breathe out. Take another slow breath in, hold it, and out. I'm right here in the next room as you lie there. Focus on your breathing. Smooth breaths in, hold it, and out. We need you to rest, and we need you to feel good. Focus on the tension in your toes. Tense your toes, then relax them. Notice how good your toes feel. Feel the stress leaving your body through the ends of your feet. It just flows right out, all on its own, without any effort. Notice how warm and relaxed your feet feel. Now notice as the feeling moves into your lower legs. They feel so good, don't they? The relaxation is making its way up your body. That warm sensation moving into your thighs and your upper legs, and it feels so good. Both of your legs are now feeling warm and relaxed. The warm feeling is following you. The warm feeling is flowing into your back, working its way slowly up the middle of your back. You can feel the slight tingling feeling as all your muscles relax, and it moves to your upper back and to your shoulders. Picture me facing away from you as you breathe in. Hold it. My bra dropping away from me as you breathe out. I turn my head around to give you a knowing smile. I know how you love to watch me tease you, and this is all such a tease. Feel the warm relaxation massage your shoulders, pressing the tension right out of your body as it melts into you. It feels like my hands are massaging your shoulders, working my way down your upper arms. Tighten the muscles in your arms as tight as you can, tighter. Now relax them, drop them to your sides. Feel the warm relaxation tick over your arms, extending to your fingers. Any remaining stress just flows right out the ends of your fingertips. You can feel it gather as you breathe in. Hold it. Feel it leave you as you breathe out. Now your whole body is relaxed and comfortable. I know what you desire. I'm pulling my dress up over my lips, putting my weight on one leg and then the other, as I slowly slide the smooth white fabric up over my silky panties, up over my back, and then all the way to my shoulders. Oh, sweetie, you know how long it takes me to get ready for a night out. Just lie there and relax. Breathe in and breathe out. I'll be in the bathroom working on my makeup. I love to get all dolled up for you. I know I am everything you ever wanted. You ache when you look at my smile. My hair all done up, my eyelashes so long and sexy. The way my tight black necklace frames my face. I get tingly thinking about how I make you feel. While I'm getting ready, your mind begins to wander. You think about my friend Tori. She was my roommate at college. Her smile is contagious. Her crystal blue eyes look deep into your own. Whenever you look at her, you can't help smiling back. Her long black hair is always perfectly styled, yet somehow effortless. She is a little taller than I am, but not by much. Tori loves to dress well. Her body is amazing and she knows it. She always looks so classy and sexy. Like the girl next door. If the girl next door was also a model. Tori is a little shy, kind of quiet. You can't help but fantasize about her long legs would feel in your hands. What it would be like to kiss those perfect lips. As you run your hands through her long hair and pull her close. Tori always loosens up after a few drinks. Her shyness is still there, but it becomes coy and smiling. Out on the dance floor, she draws men's eyes like a magnet. I know you've fantasized about fucking her. Now don't be shocked. How could you help it? She looks like a model, and she's a total sweetie. What man wouldn't want to bury their cock deep inside her and watch her squirm? How good she would feel bouncing up and down in your lap. It's okay. I know you fantasize about other women. We've been together so long. And I have beautiful friends. I'd be a little worried if you didn't think about them sometimes. You're still relaxed and breathing slow, right? It looks like you won't be able to make it to dinner. You're not feeling quite right, are you? You need to lie there and rest. That's okay, sweetie. Do I look okay? I was hoping to drive you wild with this dress all night. I guess you'll just have to enjoy it now before I go. You love how I look in white, don't you? This dress is cut just how you like it. Above my knees, but not giving everything away. My legs look so good where they meet the bottom of my dress, don't they? The soft fabric wraps my hips and frames them perfectly. I hear you give a little moan as I turn towards the door. My ass is really quite exquisite, isn't it, dear? You wish you could grab it right now with both hands. And hear me sigh as you need my ass. You do need my ass, don't you? I really have to get going. Tori and Kristen will be waiting for me, and I can't wait to see them. We'll all have to hang out sometime soon when you're feeling better. Bye-bye, sweetie. Damn. You would really have liked to go out tonight. But you do feel nice and relaxed. Something about how I was talking to you felt so good and peaceful. Maybe just lying and resting wouldn't be so bad. Your head does feel a little fuzzy, so this is probably for the best. As you begin to drift off to sleep, you start to remember Kristen, my other college roommate. She's just so damn cute. That blonde hair, those beautiful brown eyes, those deep red lips that are always locked in a slight smirk. The way her tongue peeks out from behind her white teeth as she smiles. She's just a little shorter than me. Definitely bustier. She loves to wear those tight sweaters that always look like they are fighting a losing battle to hold in her chest. Kristen is much perkier and outgoing than Tori. She is a massive flirt. Something about her face always seems to be saying, I know you're thinking dirty things about me, and that's okay. Kristen was a soccer player in college. In fact, isn't that how we met? I was cheering at one of her games, and you were there to watch. I wonder which of us you fantasized about the most. Kristen peeling out of her tight shorts and getting into the shower after a long game. That soapy water running over her big tits and down her tight stomach. Her hands massaging her legs and inching up towards her ass. Or me, kicking high and twirling in my cheerleader skirt, bending over and smiling at you between my legs, while I move 2 fingers to my mouth and start to seductively lick them. Or Tori, her sweet little face buried between your legs, doing her best to be a good little girl, sucking on your cock as her long black hair teases your stomach. We know how much you wanted it. Sometimes, after a night out, we would just lie in our beds, talking about the guys who were watching us, remembering how they looked at us as we walked into the room. 3 classy, smart girls who looked so sweet and yet so naughty. Sometimes we wanted to give in and let them have at us, but we were waiting for a guy like you. Oh wait, did I say we? Just me, of course. Tori and Kristen would never think about stealing you away. We're probably talking about you right now at dinner. It really is too bad you couldn't come out tonight. Your head is beginning to spin now. Your body tingles. You can feel yourself sinking into the bed. It is so soft and supportive, relaxing all of your muscles. As you float there in space, you feel yourself sinking deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper, allowing yourself to drift away. Nothing else matters. And you can feel yourself sinking down. My voice is a soft whisper. It is part of the room and a part of your thoughts. Your thoughts are spiraling and twisting, turning around and down and up. And the spiral never ends. It just rotates and spins as it draws you in, as it slowly emerges into a staircase. You see the spiral staircase descending down before you, the first few steps curving away and then disappearing into the darkness. You feel yourself starting to descend the staircase, 1 step at a time. And the first step is 10. It feels so natural to descend these stairs. And the next step goes down deeper. 9. 1 foot following the other. And 8. Feeling more relaxed and more comfortable. Your mind drifting as you walk down. And 7. Drifting away, so far away. Then 6. Down and down. Really relax. These magical steps are taking your cares away. Then 5. Deeper and deeper. So deep and relaxed now. And then 4. Nothing matters. You have nothing to do. You don't have to think or listen or do anything at all. And then 3. Nearing the bottom, totally relaxed, floating down these final steps. Then 2, almost there, and 1, gone down into a warm, dark place where your mind can drift away. Just let your thoughts go. You have been lying here for so long. It must be getting late. You hear my car pull into the driveway. I'm home from dinner. And now I can take care of you, sweetie. You hear me open the door, my heels clicking on the floor. But wait, what's that? There are other heels as well, and giggling female voices walking into the house now. And approaching that spiral staircase. You hear my voice clearly between the nervous giggling. Okay, girls, he's downstairs. And he could really use your help. We are starting to descend the staircase one step at a time. And the first step is 10. It feels so natural to descend these stairs to you. And the next step goes down deeper. 9. 3 pairs of feet following each other. And 8. Feeling more relaxed and more comfortable. Your mind drifts as we come down to you. And 7. Drifting away. So far away. Then 6. Down and down. So relaxed. These magical steps are bringing us to you. Then 5, deeper and deeper, so deep and relaxed now. Then 4, nothing matters, you have nothing to do. We are going to take care of everything. You don't have to think or listen or do anything at all. Then 3, nearing the bottom, totally relaxed, floating down these final steps. Then 2, almost there, and 1, we are here with you. Tori is standing to my right, wearing a black, sexy lace dress. Her dark hair is done up tight, her blue eyes are locked on yours, like they know a secret that you are about to discover. Her cheeks are flushed from the wine or from the anticipation. Her legs are slightly crossed as she stands there in her black stockings, those long model legs and black stiletto heels. She can't seem to hold still. She is so excited to see you. Oh, could this really be what you think it is? Why do I have such a mischievous look on my face? My dress matches Tori's, but in white. Tight and white and getting wet. I direct my eyes to the plunging neckline, admiring my breasts, knowing you are staring at them. My arms slowly working their way up my hips and stopping. As I place one hand on each hip and look back at you, Are we here to satisfy your every fantasy? Or are we here to just tease the shit out of you? Would I do that to you? When you're feeling so sleepy and lightheaded? Patience, sweetie. You'll see. Kristen is standing to my left, her tight red dress matching mine and Tori's. Those perfect red lips matching me as well. And her sexy blonde hair looks a little frazzled, but still pulled into a cute ponytail. Kristen's brown eyes are looking at you, now looking at me with an unspoken question, and with it answered, smiling back at you. Something unsaid has just been set into motion, and now everything is spinning. I run one hand through Tori's hair, the other up her side, feeling the curve of her hip, the side of her chest, up the front of her covered breasts, teasing her neck, and then one finger extending into her waiting mouth. As she eagerly takes it in, eyes still locked on yours, closing slightly now on the pleasurable thought. Yes, sweetie, this is happening. I turn to Kristen, and she pulls one hand to my face, brings me closer to her with the other, our lips parting in anticipation, and then slowly connecting, locked in passion, as our tongues explore each other. But just for a moment, as we turn to you and smile, all three of us turn around, facing away from you. The sight of our matching dresses is too much. Tori in her black dress and black stockings. Me in my white dress and white stockings. Kristen in her red dress and red stockings. You feel your cock starting to ache. We slowly bend over in unison, our dresses creeping up our legs, letting you see that our stockings stop at the tops of our thighs, matching garter belts just beginning to peek through as we grab each other's asses through their clothes. You gasp in anticipation. Breathe in deep and squeeze your PC muscles and hold them tight. Tight like our asses. Hold it until you feel yourself trembling and slowly release as you exhale. You can feel the anticipation coursing through your body. Three hot women chasing you, teasing you. Your blood flowing and filling you up. Squeeze again as you breathe deeply. Release as you exhale. Relax all of your muscles except for these, squeezing and releasing as we squeeze each other and release. Inhaling and exhaling, squeezing and releasing. Follow this pattern. Draw us inside you and you inside us as you squeeze and inhale, relax and exhale. In and out, deeper and fuller. We are teasing your body as we dance for you and encourage your arousal. Let the pressure build as you contract and inhale, and let this warmth fill you as you release. The peak getting higher and higher, our legs trembling together, the anticipation rising together. That familiar feeling deep inside you, throbbing with more intensity, the rushing in your ears getting louder, the inevitable approaching. We slowly unzip our dresses, painfully slowly, our perfect skin slowly becoming more visible, as the zippers get down to the small of our backs. We rotate around now, facing you, our flirty smiles slowly shifting into smoldering passion. I bring my hands behind Kristen's back, undoing her bra, and it slides down over her chest. Her hands rubbing and feeling her nipples as the red fabric drops away. Tori is playing with my breasts through the fabric, and I reach back to unhook myself so she can tease my tits with her fingers. Twisting and tickling, making my nipples hard, Kristen pulls herself into me once more, our breasts rubbing against each other, slipping and sliding over each other, so smooth and perfect. Tori takes off her bra. Kristen reaches her hands around me and begins to play with Tori's tits, like Tori is playing with mine. I need you to come so bad. Tori is pressing her chest into my back, and all three of us move our faces in together for one passionate kiss. Three tongues exploring and teasing, making us so fucking wet. We look back at you, wondering how you were handling all of this. You were handling it so well, sweetie. You were so turned on and so hard. And we are just getting started. I know you want to come, but don't think about it. When it comes, and we will encourage it to do so. But it will be more than you expect, and it will be unclear when it begins or ends, and it will be fierce, and it will hold us captive. Coming, echoing between us, dripping and writhing and trembling out of our control, we are going to summon it. And it might take us by surprise. We want to come so badly. Don't you want to come? But don't think about coming. Don't think about releasing the tension, giving into the pressure, exploding in pleasure. Not yet. We will coax it out of you and allow it to control you, and we will all come in harmony. But not just yet. We turn around again, bending at our waists, our dresses bunched up around our hips, wanting to slip over our panties and down our legs. We hold them a minute, letting you savor the anticipation. And then, as if on cue, the dresses slowly drop, deeper and deeper, black and white and red all over, garter belts appearing, and three thongs, three round asses framed to perfection, coming into view, teasing your cock. Our hands bring our dresses down now, past our knees. Such a sight. Me, with my two best friends, undressing for you, stripping for you, displaying for you, driving you wild. We bring our hands back up to our hips, hook our thumbs under our thongs. We stand up a bit, just enough to look around you, biting our lips and smiling at you, bending back down now, black and white and red all over. Hands moving down, fabric caught in the cracks. Then three perfect pussies, dripping wet and ready for you. Silk panties drop to the floor. We get onto our knees, hands and knees, black and white and red all over, slowly crawling towards you. Our hands run up your legs, moving to your cock. Our eyes are hungry and determined. three sexy women rubbing your cock, squeezing and releasing as we squeeze and release, inhaling and exhaling, squeezing and releasing, licking our lips, licking your tip, hands squeezing up and down, tongues flicking and teasing. Now Kristen goes in all the way, deep in her throat. Look at her go. Tori and I are stroking and she is sucking. It's Tori's turn and she takes you even deeper. Tongue teasing at your balls. Kristen has her tits out, passing you from mouth to tits, so sloppy and wet. From tits to lips, perfect blonde, titty fucking your cock. While Tori and I stroke your body, squeezing and releasing, pressure building, grinding your hips, helping us fuck your cock up and down. Feel those tits and mouths in your cock. Let your body throb as we tease you with every twitch. Our tongues know where to lick you. Our hands are everywhere, squeezing you, licking our way to your center, sucking your pleasure out of you. Sucking and squeezing, squeezing and sucking. Don't stop. Gyrate your hips up and down, up and down. Aren't you going crazy? Don't you need to come? We need you to come so badly. We want you. We need you. We need it. We need to come too. Tori, with her long, sexy legs, climbing on top of you while I straddle your face. My pussy's so wet from this teasing. Kristen, licking you, whispering sexy thoughts in your ear, as Tori ever so slowly lowers herself onto your cock, gently at first, then picking up the pace, squeezing and releasing on your wet, hard cock, her pussy squeezing and releasing as you lick my clit, circling around with your tongue. I quiver and grind against your face. Kristen has one hand around your cock now, stroking and squeezing as you pound Tori, her other hand buried in her pussy, fucking herself, teasing herself. Tori bouncing up and down now, lost to her passion, screaming out in ecstasy, quivering and shaking on your cock as Kristen strokes you up and down, I need that cock. And Tori is spent. I spin around and mount you, reverse cowgirl. I'm taking that cock for myself, so fucking deep. Tori is massaging my tits, looking back at you over my shoulder. Kristen is rubbing my clit, and then your balls, teasing us both. Gyrate your hips up and down, in and out, deeper, more. I am aching, and this pleasure is so immense, so overwhelming. Move your body against me. We want you. We want you to come so fucking hard. Shoot your cum deep inside me. These sensations are so intense. Aren't you going crazy? Don't you need to come? I need you to come so badly. We want you. We need you. We need to come. We want you to come. Come with us. Come with us now. Yes. Oh, yes, come. Come, 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 come. Oh, yes, come. Oh, yes, come with us. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, yes, yes, yes. Oh, come, 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 come. Oh, 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 pussy is so spent, and my friends are so pleased. Tori and Kristen wanted to make you feel better, and it looks like they have. Let's all go upstairs and wash ourselves off. I know the shower is small, but we'll squeeze in somehow. Now, where are those stairs? Let's all take them together. Back up to awake. The first step is one. It feels so natural to climb these stairs. And the next step, two. Four pairs of feet now, following the others. And three, slowly waking up. Four, your normal senses returning. Then five, that fuzzy feeling is fading. Then six, becoming more clear. Then seven, feeling your arms stretch out. You have nothing to do. And then eight, rotating your feet, sensation returning, waking up after a long sleep. Then nine, almost awake now. And 10, wide awake. Allow yourself to feel revitalized and full of a renewed energy. And fresh perspective. Now, that was a good night, wasn't it, sweetie?